Welcome to Grab Your Crowns Mystery. This is a weekly podcast. It's available on Wednesdays. We'll be building up your faith muscle through the teaching of God's Word. I'm your host, Minister Arturo Rodriguez, and I truly hope that God has been working with you, that you've been relying on Him, that you're building a good, solid foundation in the Word, that you're getting into His presence. Ooh, I'm excited, y'all. I'm so excited. I thank y'all for joining in again. We took last week off, the family and I took a vacation. So thank you for the calls and the text messages and just wishing us a good time. I thank everybody for being a part of this family, a part of this community that we have built. And you know, we can only do this because of God. And every day I work to build a better relationship up with our Savior. I want to jump into this message, and I'm not trying to keep y'all too long today, but I want to jump into this and say, dry bones will survive. Dry bones will live. There is life in these dry bones. I need you to text it to somebody today. I need you to put that in a prayer group to say somebody that you may be with, whatever you're dealing with. I need you to look at somebody today and say it with your chest, put it in a bold text message and say, dry bones will live. Dry bones will live. Before we start this week's episode, I'd like to go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come to you today, God, on bended knee. God, I give you all the praise and all the glory for the things that we go through, God. I give you everything, God. I can't do it without you. I need you in my life. God, I ask you to fill me up today, God. Remove everything that is not pleasing in your sight. Don't allow that devil to send a hook or a crook into my life and to take me away from you, God. I ask that you just let me build a foundation with you right now. The ones that are dealing with bereavement, God, I ask you to be with them. The ones that are dealing with the loss, God. The ones that are dealing with a diagnosis, God, that they don't know how to come out of right now. God, I don't know what's going on in someone's life today, God, but I ask that you just step in right now, that you take complete control of it. The devil will not win. He is a liar. That we are stronger than we thought we were. God, I got to give you all the praise and all the glory. God, I got to give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us safe as we travel. Thank you for keeping us through the storms. Thank you for keeping us through the mess that we were in. Please fix everything that's not correct in your sight. We need you in our life right now. And in your name we pray. Amen. Y'all, I'm so excited. My shirt extra tight today. I'm so excited to be in this. Last week we went on vacation and we didn't record, and I took some time to reflect on what's been going on. I'm just so happy and so blessed that I'm able to come here and do this every week. I'm truly, truly thankful that you allow me to come in and bring this word of God as I try. I want to jump into Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. And I'm just going to read one verse. But I encourage you to read the rest of that chapter. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 11. If you have God's word and would like God's word, give me an amen. God of Word says this. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Let's read that one more time. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become old, dry bones. All hope is gone. Our nation is finished. I come to you today saying, dry bones will live. I want to break this down a little bit in Ezekiel. What we're talking about here in Ezekiel is they're in a place right now. They're looking for somebody to come save them. They're coming to a place right now. This is the valley of dry bones. This is where they come to die. This is where they come to say, all you are right now is just dry bones. That means you ain't got no life. You ain't got no nothing. All their hope is lost. You've been casted out, and they've just left you right there. But I'm here to tell you today that the dry bones will live. The dry bones have a new breath. Come on, I'm not sure who I'm trying to talk to. I'm trying to preach this thing today. I come to preach this thing today. I'm going to tell you about something today. I'm not sure where you're at in your life right now. I'm not sure if you've been scattered everywhere across the ground or completely dried out. If you've been scattered, ran through, drugged through the mud. If you've been pulled in every different which way, you feel like you're losing your mind. You feel like you don't know how to go above and beyond, and you don't know because all you feel like, my hope is lost. All I have is just dry bone. People have laid you out so much that you don't know what to do. You don't know what direction is up. You don't know what direction is down. You don't know which way to turn. When God says, I need you to trust in me, I need you to say, I don't care what people have said. I don't care what they've done to you. I don't care what they're going to continue to say about you. You are not dead in my eyes. They said, oh, you walked away from God. Oh, you sit there and you just like to go to the liquor store and you just like to grab that drink because it's so sweet on your lips, and you try to make a deal and say, oh devil, I just need to have a couple of these things. I'm going to feel a whole lot better. But a couple of these things turn into a whole lot of more things. I ain't trying to get too deep on y'all right now. I need to dive in deep on this thing. I ain't playing no games no more. I'm not sitting there. I'm not playing the game. I told you it was cutting season. Then we had bulking season. Now we are here to sit there and tell you that these dry bones will live. I don't know what dry bones you have in your life right now, but I'm here to tell you right now that God's going to do something new in your life. I don't care. I want to go back to Ezekiel right now, 37. If you want to go to around verse 1. It's going to tell you. The Lord took hold of me while I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that were covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? I'm here to sit there to tell you the Bible says that you can be reborn, that you don't care how bad you've been strung out on this crack or this cocaine or whatever you feel like you need to be taking, and whatever your vice, whatever your addiction is. If it's not drugs, it's a pornography. It's not the pornography, then it's a website. If it's not a website, then it's an app. If you feel like, oh God, I don't know what to do, I don't know how I'm gonna go, God, I've been acting kind of funny, my money been kind of acting funny, I got things going on in my life, but I'm here to sit there and tell you, my God says, I don't care how dry those bones have gotten. I don't care how big of a mess that you may have gotten yourself into. I'm here to bring you about this thing. It asked him here. It asked Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, can these bones live again? God's not going to answer you a question he already knows the answer to. But we got to be truthful about it. We got to be truthful and say, yes, God. It brings me to a story a long time ago. And this is where I become very hoping, or I become very hot is open and transparent as I can be. I got humbled years ago when I thought that my stuff didn't stink. I thought that the end of our business was the end of our marriage. It was the end of the life that we knew. If we knew. And this is where I felt that this is where I was at in my life. I said, it's all over with. I don't know what else to do. I lost everything. We were voted best of the best, and we were doing all these things, and we were being recognized for accolades and being posted about and being bragged about, and all of a sudden, everybody went away. Ooh, come on now. Because ego and pride got in the way. And then we come to find out that when God knocked me flat on our back, it was because we weren't living in the right way. Feel I won't even put we in this, that I wasn't taking charge of my household the way I needed to take charge of it. God put me in this place to take charge of this household, and I wasn't fulfilling my obligations to that. So he says, I need to sit you down real quick. I need you to bring down to your knees so that you can look up to my face and you can sit there. But I said, God, I ain't worthy of it, God. I'm not the nicest person at times, God. I wasn't the easiest to get along with at times. And I'm talking about myself. I ain't talking about nobody else. But I had to come to the realization that I was just an ugly person. I had an Ezekiel moment. What you talking about? Let me try to elaborate a little bit on this. I had an Ezekiel moment. God says, I need you to change your life. I need you to speak life into them and say, yes, these dry bones can live. But God said, I don't know how, God. I've lived this way for so long. This is all of this, my identity in this. And God says, no, I need you to spend time with your family. I need to spend time with your kids. I need to spend time with your wife. I need you all to put me in the middle of you. Because if I'm not in the middle of it, this can't work. And there was no more truer time that moment in my life that when God says, I need you to put me in the middle of it, then I realized, God, yes, I need you. I feel like I couldn't get a breath. I feel like I couldn't catch my breath. I feel like it just kept getting taken. And I'm just like, God, I don't know, God. And in between the tears and the sorrow and the hard conversations that I had to have with my wife, that I had to look at my children and say, no, I'm not that father. I know I'm not that mother. I'm not that person I need to be. God, but I said, with God, he's going to be with us. And God put people in my life. And in our life, at the exact same moment when I needed them. That's what God's perfect is always. His time is always perfect. And he never does. He's going to have you in complete control of the mess. But while I was in this mess, while I was going through this turmoil, while I was going through all these trials, I just felt like everybody was abandoning me. God says, I don't need you to rely on everybody else. I need you to rely on me. I don't care what people said about you about closing your business. I don't care what people said about everything else. I need you to focus on me and me alone. See, God takes you into a place and he puts you in a place to where you will only focus on him. And I know it's hard. I know it doesn't always feel good. But we got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Let me tell you that one more time because I think you missed it. I think we got to be uncomfortable so that we can get comfortable. We have to go through these things. And I don't care how bad these storms are. I don't care what kind of storms you're going through. God is still going to make a way for you. I go back to this again. It says, oh, servant God, I replied to you. You alone are the answer to that. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones. Say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. It's a God said, I don't care. You need to pick yourself up off this bush. I need you to pick yourself up off this ground. You're looking to me right now. You put praise upon your lips when you're going through a mess. You put praise upon your lips when everything's acting kind of funny. And here I am to tell you right now, I am the one who can make these bones wake up. Oh, he can speak a life into it. If we go back to Genesis and it says right there that all he does is he put his mouth on the nostrils. He breathed life into you. I'm taking this is what the Bible says. The Bible says that he will put life into you. He will put the breath that you need. He will say, I've got a word for you. Yes, these dry bones can live. Yes, you are stronger than what you thought you were. Yes, you're able to do things that you never thought you were going to do. Yes, you can set that devil down. And yes, you are that person that's going to break this generational curse. Yes, you are that one that's built different. You are the one that's built for this. Yeah, that marriage may have failed. The relationships that you may have been failed, but these are not the right ones for you. I know it's just an unpopular opinion. I'm sorry that you get a little upset with me, but I'm here to tell you right now, I want you to get a little bit uncomfortable because these dry bones that you've been dealing with, we're about to speak some life into them because we're about to come and do a renew. Something that should have killed you, something that should have took you out, is right here with you. We'll say, yeah, but it made us stronger. Well, how'd you come out stronger, better on the other side of it? What do you mean your marriage didn't end after you were being an adulterer? After you stepped out on your marriage, how did that marriage not on end? Because we put the reliance on God, that God said, God, I need you to fix me because I'm a big old hot mess. God, I'm here to tell you right now, God, I need you in my life. Now, I don't care what they say about you. I don't care what kind of mess that you're in. That this is not the final destination. That God's going to continue to keep on speaking into your life. Now, I know you got some dry bones right now, but God's going to Blow that light, blow right there into. He's going to give you the breath that you need, that you can take. You'll be able to take a deep breath and say, God, I'm here. I'm going to be humble, open, and transparent. I'm going to sit here right where I need to be at, God. And I know that's not the most popular message I've been trying to preach to you lately, but I'm here to tell you right now, this is how you know that you're getting stronger and that you're getting better in your life. When God says, I got you in the palm of my hand. Yeah, I don't care how far and how scattered it may go. I don't know how dry this valley you may be in. I know you're seeing a lot of death right now. I know you're seeing a whole lot of hot mess right now. But this is where God says, I got you covered. I'm going to show you a couple of things. I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve that says, yeah, I'm going to bring you about this thing better on the other side of it. But I want to bring it back to me about this story that I was just telling y'all about a few years ago. When he sat me down and said, okay, I need you to follow these steps. People looked at me kind of funny. And people are going to look at you kind of funny when you start talking differently. When you start walking differently. They said, oh, man, you don't look the same. You don't sound the same. Oh, there's something different about that, man. Yeah, I got God with me. And then they look at you even funny. You say, what do you mean you got God with me? That's not the way you were before. You're absolutely right. But what I was doing absolutely before got me in a hot mess. Got me in a situation I don't know how to get myself out of. But this is where I know that my God is stepping into my life and where exactly I need him to be. Walking with God is not the easiest calling upon life, but this is the anointing that we have on our life. We got to stick true to the teachings of the Word. When the Word says, when God says, I'm going to put life into you, that means he's going to bring you out of any situation, no matter what you go through. If you need to walk on water, he's going to put you walking on some water. When he says, I need to move some things out your way, he's going to part a sea. I'm not sure what sea you're trying to see today. I'm not sure what sea has been coming at you today where you feel like you can't, that you are drowning. God says, nah, you're going to come up better on the other side of this thing. You're going to be looking like an Olympic swimmer. People say, oh, you never swam before. Well, I tell you what, with my God, I can do anything. He's the one that can make me swim. He's the one that can maybe be able to move in a direction that is closer to him. Yeah, I don't care what you say about me. He's my life preserver. He's the one that puts it around my belt and my stomach, around my chest, and able to move and keep me above where I need to be at. He's going to take me into some situations that I know that he's got me covered, and I got to trust that he's got me covered because he put the breath into these dry bones. He's going to bring a message out of the mess that I made of my life. He's going to bring me out of a mess that I put myself in. He's going to bring some life into my life. He give me the breath that I'm speaking on you today. He give me breath. Every breath that I take, I got to give God all the praise and all the glory for, because it should have killed me a long time ago. Those pills should have killed me. The depression, the anxiety should have killed me. I know they said a lot of things about you that hurt your feelings a long time ago, but I'm here to tell you that God changed your name. He changed the things they say about you. Now we're going to give him all the glory. Now I can tell you right now, we're moving in a direction that's closer to God. And I thank God for it every single day, that no matter what we go through, we have a God that loves us and moves with us and shows us that no matter what, that God is with us. Yeah, I tell you right now, he gave his only son for us. So what does he tell you? It means he loves you unconditionally. And no matter what you go through, your Jesus is with you. He says, I'm going to breathe breath upon these dead bones. I don't care the valley that you are in. I don't care what you're dealing with. That ailment will not kill you. These depression thoughts will not take your life. I know people are hurting your feelings a lot here lately. I know that co-worker is acting up. That boss is acting up. But God says, I need you to stay right where exactly where you at. Don't lose the footing that you want. We have been built strong on a foundation of love. We've been building through all this other stuff. So when you go through any situations, you put praise upon your lips. God, I thank you for the argument. I don't even want to call it argument. So I thank you for the heated fellowship that I have to deal with every day, because I know if I was that same person I was before, God, yeah, a little bit of RTBC, it wouldn't have come out the way I want it to come out. I'd have flipped out. I would have gone a little bit crazy. But God says, I need you to stand firm in the foundations that I've been teaching you. I put breath on dry bones. That's what you're doing now. You're putting breath on dry bones. The conversation that you're having with people, this is where you're telling them, yes, God brought me out of this, and God will bring you through it. They may look you kind of funny, but this is where you go, I don't know everything about the Bible. You can be on quiet, just transparent with you. I don't know everything, but I know he loves me. And I know that I can have a deep conversation with him. And he ain't going out there and tell him all my business. I have an intimate relationship with God. And I want to continue to make it stronger, to make it better. And then no matter how far I go, he's going to be right there with me. I know he brought me out of the fire. He brought me out of some storms that should have taken my life. But I'm still standing right here. These dry bones will live. I will have life because I've true that I know that God is with it. And there ain't no post that someone can make about me. Ain't no filter trying to clean up my ugliness. My God cleaned up my ugliness. Come on, I don't think you caught that the first time. There ain't no filter to clean up your ugliness. God can clean up your ugliness. You don't have to worry about no filter. I want to go to my King, and my King is with me. Trust in him and let him guide you through the situation that you're in right now. Let him guide you through this season. You may have a lot of hurting season. You may be in a season that hurts so bad. But my God said, I'm still with you right here. We're breathing life into this situation. I need to breathe life into this situation so that you become stronger. And the people that are connected to you can become stronger with it. So that we can walk better talk. We can have a better talk. And we have a bigger, stronger foundation built with God. Let them laugh. Let them say what they want to say about you. Because the only one that matters is what God says. And what he says about you is, child, I brought you out of this valley. I brought you to the mountaintop. And even though the climb was hard, and apart that climb, you take stabs and people hit you, we still keep on putting one foot in front of the other. And we keep on moving closer to where we need to be at. And no matter how bad this pain gets, we will not stop. We will not allow that devil to come in and send a hook or a crook to come in and send these hooks into us. Because we're better than what we used to be. We're better and stronger than what we used to be. We've been moving in a different direction for God. Remember that the tongue is powerful. Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. Give it to God and let him deal with the situation. When you feel like going off and you feel like getting crazy and you feel like I gotta have a drink, just stop and say, God, I need you right now in my life. I need you to take over this situation. When you feel like you're acting out, step into it and let God take it. Temporary pleasure will be the downfall. Do not allow that devil to come in. He knows how to get at you in every way. Let God completely take control of that situation. Thank you, Jesus. You may not be perfect, but you're working. We're progressing. And little by little, we will continue to get better. Thank you, God. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this day. God, I thank you for this word, God. Please fix every action, every word, God, that was not correct. God, we were all dry bones at one time. God, please step in right now. Breathe life into us. When I feel like all hope is gone, God, you are right there. You've never left us. You've never forsaken us. And even though this cross gets heavy to bear, we do it because you saved us. Because you sacrificed your son for our sins. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for allowing us to be together one more day. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. I thank y'all every day. God, thank you for bringing me up out of a dry place. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. For prayer and praise reports, please text 208-906-9742. And until next week, Lord willing, dry bones will live. He brought you out of situations, and he'll bring you out of more. Trust in him and let the word guide your heart and your footsteps in your life. And until next week, be blessed and stay blessed. Dry bones will live.